Welcome to In Your Corner, a program designed with you in mind. The Christian life is a fight, and we want you to know that we are in your corner. God the Father loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for you, and has given his Holy Spirit to indwell you and keep you, has given you people like myself in the body of Christ to help shepherd you along. Yes, we are in your corner. And the Bible says, if God be for us, then who then can be against us? We're here to help you get your day started with song, scripture, and prayer. Because if we're going to beat the devil, we got to get filled up with the Spirit of God. Then we got to get dressed up with the Word of God. Then we got to get prayed up with all prayer and supplication with thanksgiving to Almighty God. Yes, we are in your corner. So go wake up your sister. Go wake up your brother. Go wake up your niece. Go wake up your nephew. Go wake up your mama. Go wake up your daddy. Go wake all the children up. Get them out of the bed, sleepyhead, and let them know that In Your Corner is on the air. I say we on the air. Come on, get them out of bed this morning. We're here to help you get your day started. Come on now, let's get out of the bed, sleepyhead. Let me go get my bus. Let me go get my bus this morning. I gotta go get my bus. Then I'm gonna come on round the corner in just a little while. Coming round the corner in just a little while to come and pick you up. So everybody, let's come on, baby and boo boo. Now y'all didn't go last week. Y'all need to come on. Y'all missed a couple of days last week. Oh, wait a minute now, wait a minute. I know this old bus. Now we just put a work on it. Got an alternator the other day and put on it. Now you mean tell me something else wrong with this thing? But that's all right. That's not gonna mess up my day. That's all right. We may not be able to get it. Well, look like it's finna start. All right. There it go. Here we go, y'all. Oh no, but that's all right. I'm gonna quit fooling with this bus this morning. That's all right. We're gonna walk. God blessed us with legs to walk. Come on, y'all. We can walk. Matter of fact, Clay Evans got a song out there says I'm blessed.
Look at your feet and point to them and say thank you, Lord, that you got feet to walk. You got a voice to talk. I had a place to sleep last night. Aren't you blessed? Aren't you blessed? And yet there are some people always complaining. I don't care what mama used to say, we'd be crying with a loaf of bread on our own. I heard a story the other day that there were some folks just like us on their way to church. All dressed up, Bible under their arm, looking sanctimonious, but they were complaining. Here's old Wino. Wasn't dressed up, didn't have no Bible, wasn't on his way to church. I'm truly blessed. to you. Would you get on your feet and tell somebody? Come on. Don't be ashamed. Go and tell somebody. Find somebody and tell them you're blessed. Hey, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Hey, I'm blessed.
All right. That's Reverend Clay Evans and the Fellowship Choir saying, I'm blessed, right outside, right there in Chicago, Illinois. Listen, the Bible says, blessed is the man who walk with the Lord. Listen, if you walking with the Lord, then you are blessed. All right, go get your Bibles this morning. Listen, make sure you go tell somebody. Tell somebody in your household, child, I'm blessed. Listen, we got some food to eat. Listen, we got a job to go to this morning. Listen, if you even ain't got a job to go to, if you just clothed in your right mind, child, you are blessed. But make sure you tell somebody today, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. All right. Go get your Bible. It's time to read the Bibles this morning. Acts chapter 10, Acts chapter 11, Acts chapter 12. Reading along this morning with the Bible Experience.
At Caesarea, there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion in what was known as the Italian regiment. He and all his family were devout and God-fearing. He gave generously to those in need and prayed to God regularly. One day at about 3 p.m, he had a vision. He distinctly saw an angel of God who came to him and said,
Cornelius.
Cornelius stared at him in fear.
What is it, Lord?
He asked. The angel answered,
your prayers and gifts to the poor have come up as a memorial offering before God. Now send men to Joppa to bring back a man named Simon who is called Peter. He is staying with Simon the Tanner, whose house is by the sea.
When the angel who spoke to him had gone, Cornelius called two of his servants and a devout soldier who was one of his attendants. He told them everything that had happened and sent them to Joppa. About noon the following day, as they were on their journey and approaching the city, Peter went up on the roof to pray. He became hungry and wanted something to eat, and while the meal was being prepared, he fell into a trance. He saw heaven open and something like a large sheet being let down to earth by its four corners. It contained all kinds of four-footed animals as well as reptiles and birds. Then a voice told him,
get up, Peter. Kill and eat.
Surely not, Lord,
Peter replied.
I have never eaten anything impure or unclean.
The voice spoke to him a second time.
Do not call anything impure that God has made clean.
This happened three times, and immediately the sheet was taken back to heaven. While Peter was wondering about the meaning of the vision, the men sent by Cornelius found out where Simon's house was and stopped at the gate. They called out, asking if Simon, who was known as Peter, was staying there. While Peter was still thinking about the vision, the Spirit said to him,
Simon, three men are looking for you, so get up and go downstairs. Do not hesitate to go with them, for I have sent them.
Peter went down and said to the men,
I'm the one you're looking for. Why have you come?
The men replied,
we have come from Cornelius the centurion. He is a righteous and God-fearing man who is respected by all the Jewish people. A holy angel told him to ask you to come to his house so that he could hear what you have to say.
Then Peter invited the men into the house to be his guests. The next day, Peter started out with them, and some of the believers from Joppa went along. The following day, he arrived in Caesarea. Cornelius was expecting them and had called together his relatives and close friends. As Peter entered the house, Cornelius met him and fell at his feet in reverence. But Peter made him get up.
Stand up,
he said.
I am only human myself.
While talking with him, Peter went inside and found a large gathering of people. He said to them,
you are well aware that it is against our law for a Jew to associate with Gentiles or visit them. But God has shown me that I should not call anyone impure or unclean. So when I was sent for, I came without raising any objection. May I ask why you sent for me?
Cornelius answered,
3 days ago, I was in my house praying at this hour, at 3 in the afternoon. Suddenly, a man in shining clothes stood before me and said, Cornelius, God has heard your prayer and remembered your gifts to the poor. Send to Joppa for Simon, who is called Peter. He is a guest in the home of Simon the Tanner, who lives by the sea. So I sent for you immediately, and it was good of you to come. Now we are all here in the presence of God to listen to everything the Lord has commanded you to tell us.
Then Peter began to speak.
I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts those from every nation who fear him and do what is right. You know the message God sent to the people of Israel, announcing the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what has happened throughout the province of Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. We are witnesses of everything he did in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They killed him by hanging him on a cross, but God raised him from the dead on the third day and caused him to be seen. He was not seen by all the people, but by witnesses whom God had already chosen, by us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name.
While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came on all who heard the message. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on Gentiles. For they heard them speaking in tongues and praising God. Then Peter said,
surely no one can stand in the way of their being baptized with water. They have received the Holy Spirit just as we have.
So he ordered that they be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked Peter to stay with them for a few days. The apostles and the believers throughout Judea heard that the Gentiles also had received the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers criticized him and said,
you went into the house of the uncircumcised and ate with them?
Starting from the beginning, Peter told them the whole story.
I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. I saw something like a large sheet being let down from heaven by its four corners, and it came down to where I was. I looked into it and saw four-footed animals of the earth, wild beasts, reptiles, and birds. Then I heard a voice telling me, get up, Peter, kill and eat. I replied, surely not, Lord. Nothing impure or unclean has ever entered my mouth. The voice spoke from heaven a second time. Do not call anything impure that God has made clean. This happened 3 times, and then it was all pulled up to heaven again. Right then, 3 men who had been sent to me from Caesarea stopped at the house where I was staying. The Spirit told me to have no hesitation about going with them. These 6 brothers also went with me, and we entered the man's house. He told us how he had seen an angel appear in his house and say, send to Joppa for Simon, who is called Peter. He will bring you a message through which you and all your household will be saved. As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit came on them as he had come on us at the beginning. Then I remembered what the Lord had said.
John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
So if God gave them the same gift he gave us who believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I to think that I could stand in God's way?
When they heard this, They had no further objections and praised God, saying,
So then, even to Gentiles, God has granted repentance that leads to life.
Now those who had been scattered by the persecution that broke out when Stephen was killed traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, spreading the word only among Jews. Some of them, however, men from Cyprus and Cyrene, went to Antioch and began to speak to Greeks also, telling them the good news about the Lord Jesus. The Lord's hand was with them, and a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord. News of this reached the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he arrived and saw what the grace of God had done, he was glad and encouraged them all to remain true to the Lord with all their hearts. He was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith, and a great number of people were brought to the Lord. Then Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he found him, he brought him to Antioch. So for a whole year, Barnabas and Saul met with the church and taught great numbers of people. The disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. During this time, some prophets came down from Jerusalem to Antioch. One of them, named Agabus, stood up and through the Spirit predicted that a severe famine would spread over the entire Roman world. This happened during the reign of Claudius. The disciples, as each one was able, decided to provide help for the believers living in Judea. This they did, sending their gift to the elders by Barnabas and Saul. It was about this time that King Herod arrested some who belonged to the church, intending to persecute them. He had James, the brother of John, put to death with the sword. When he saw that this met with approval among the Jews, he proceeded to seize Peter also. This happened during the festival of unleavened bread. After arresting him, he put him in prison, handing him over to be guarded by four squads of four soldiers each. Herod intended to bring him out for public trial after the Passover. So Peter was kept in prison, but the church was earnestly praying to God for him. The night before Herod was to bring him to trial, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and sentries stood guard at the entrance. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared, and a light shone in the cell. He struck Peter on the side and woke him up.
Quick, get up,
he said, and the chains fell off Peter's wrists. Then the angel said to him,
Put on your clothes and sandals.
And Peter did so.
Wrap your cloak around you, and follow me,
the angel told him. Peter followed him out of the prison, but he had no idea that what the angel was doing was really happening. He thought he was seeing a vision. They passed the first and second guards and came to the iron gate leading to the city. It opened for them by itself, and they went through it. When they had walked the length of one street, suddenly the angel left him. Then Peter came to himself and said,
Now I know without a doubt that the Lord has sent his angel and rescued me from Herod's clutches and from everything the Jewish people were hoping would happen.
When this had dawned on him, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, also called Mark, where many people had gathered and were praying. Peter knocked at the outer entrance, and a servant named Rhoda came to answer the door. When she recognized Peter's voice, she was so overjoyed she ran back without opening it and exclaimed,
Peter is at the door.
You're out of your mind, they told her. When she kept insisting that it was so, they said,
It must be his angel.
But Peter kept on knocking, and when they opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. Peter motioned with his hand for them to be quiet and described how the Lord had brought him out of prison.
Tell James and the other brothers and sisters about this,
he said, and then left for another place. In the morning, there was no small commotion among the soldiers as to what had become of Peter. After Herod had a thorough search made for him and did not find him, he cross-examined the guards and ordered that they be executed. Then Herod went from Judea to Caesarea and stayed there. He had been quarreling with the people of Tyre and Sidon. They now joined together and sought an audience with him. Having secured the support of Blastus, a trusted personal servant of the king, they asked for peace because they depended on the king's country for their food supply. On the appointed day, Herod, wearing his royal robes, sat on his throne and delivered a public address to the people. They shouted,
"This is the voice of a god, not of a mere mortal."
Immediately, because Herod did not give praise to God, an angel of the Lord struck him down, and he was eaten by worms and died. But the word of God continued to increase and spread. When Barnabas and Saul had finished their mission, they returned from Jerusalem, taking with them John, also called Mark.
All right. That was our Bible reading this morning. We read out of Acts chapter 10 through chapter 12. May God bless those who have heard his holy word this morning. All right, now it's prayer time. Come on, y'all. Let's circle up. Let's circle up. Let's circle up and let's pray. For a family that prays together is a family that stays together. Come on, you ready to pray? Are you ready to pray? I'll pray with you this morning. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we do thank you again for all the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us. Thank you, Lord, for our last night laying down. Thank you for our early morning rising. Thank you, Lord, for the food that's on our table. Thank you, Lord, for the roof that's over our head. Thank you, Lord, for the clothes that's on our backs. Thank you, dear God, for the transportation that you have provided for us. Lord, even those who don't have personal cars, you still have provided transportation for us. Lord, with public transportation, we have buses, we have planes, we have trains. Lord, we just thank you so much, Lord. And then, Lord, you have given us legs and feet that we can walk. Thank you, Lord, we're blessed. Lord, you have given us a mouth and ears to hear and talk. We're blessed. Lord, you have given us, dear God, a nose to smell, a tongue to taste. Lord, we are blessed. Oh, just thank you, dear God, for all the many blessings you have bestowed upon us, dear God. Thank you, Lord, for just a portion of help and strength. Now, Lord, as we go to work on this day, be with those that's going to work this morning. Give them traveling mercies. Have a safe journey there and a safe return. Lord, we pray that you will bless them with the blessing they stand in need of, dear God. You know what we are dealing with on our jobs, dear God. We pray for our bosses. We pray for our co-workers. We pray for our managers, our supervisors. We pray for all of those that are in authority, Lord, so that we can lead a quiet and a peaceful life. Now, Lord, we thank you. We praise you for all of these many blessings. We ask them now in Jesus' name. And for his sake we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's it. That's it. That's it. We done had our prayer. We done had our scripture. We done sung our song. Let me encourage you to stay with us the rest of the day. And remember our format here at KLITB. At the top of the hour, we minister in the word. Bottom of the hour, we minister in music. So at 7 o'clock, I'll be back with Ghostbusters. So listen to us all day long because we are in your corner. God bless you. Have a good day.